October 31, his reward is with him. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22:12. Our work here is soon to close, and every man will receive his reward according to his own labor. I was shown the saints' reward, the immortal inheritance, and saw that those who had endured the most for the truth's sake will not think they have had a hard time, but will count heaven cheap enough. Every day bears its burden of record of unfulfilled duties, of neglect, of selfishness, of deception, of fraud, of overreaching. What an amount of evil works is accumulating for the final judgment. When Christ shall come, his reward is with him, and his work before him, to render to every man according as his works have been. What a revelation will then be made! What confusion of face to some as the acts of their lives are revealed from the pages of history! Every good and every wrong act and its influence upon others is traced out by the searcher of hearts, to whom every secret is revealed, and the reward will be according to the motives which prompted the action. The coming of Christ is near and hasteth greatly. The time in which to labor is short, and men and women are perishing. We need the converting power of God to take hold of us, that we may understand the needs of a perishing world. The burden of my message to you is, get ready to meet the Lord. Trim your lamps, and let the light of truth shine forth into the high byways and the hedges. There is a world to be warned of the near approach of the end of all things. Let us seek a new conversion. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit of God with us, that our hearts may be softened, and that we may not bring a harsh spirit into the work. I pray that the Holy Spirit may take full possession of our hearts. Let us act like children of God who are looking to Him for counsel, ready to work out His plans wherever presented. God will be glorified by such a people, and those who witness our zeal will say, Amen and Amen.